This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Make America Healthy Again report was finally delivered its long-awaited recommendations, and agriculture is watching them closely. Now, the findings are expected to influence how federal agencies shape farm policy, food production, and the role of agriculture in meeting future nutrition goals. For producers, the report could carry both opportunities and challenges as its ideas move toward implementation. We'll talk with Dr. Ashley Johnson of the National Pork Producers Council next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Dr. Ashley Johnson is Director of Food Policy for the National Pork Producers Council and has been following the process closely. She says the newly released MAHA recommendations did not deliver the sweeping restrictions that some had feared, but it does outline a framework that could still carry big implications for farmers.
It has multiple different recommendations, kind of what their future planning is. And a lot of the sentiment from agriculture is that, there wasn't too much of an uproar. And I think a lot of that is because there wasn't any, outright bans, like what maybe some proponents were wanting, which was like bans on pesticides, things like that. But what we actually end up seeing is, like I said, this long-term strategy that could actually really lead to some kind of government overregulation.
One of the most notable pieces of the MAHA recommendations involves a major restructuring within the federal government. Johnson says the creation of a new agency could reshape how ag is monitored, with expanded oversight tied to health and environmental testing. That, she adds, is where producers will need to stay especially alert.
There will be actually a completely reorganization of HHS, and it will actually create a new Administration for a Healthy America, or AHA. And that administration, I think, is something we have to, in agriculture, really pay attention to, because what they want to look at is a lot of different testing, especially when it comes to cumulative studies. So that's going to be testing your water, testing your air, testing the microbiome, and seeing how that relates back to childhood chronic diseases. And so we really need to be paying very close attention to the oversight that this administration for a Healthy America is going to play in its role for agriculture. And so that's definitely something that came out of that strategy document that we are going to be very heavily engaged with. We've been kind of dealing with issues before with government agencies kind of trying to step over the bounds and out of play. In other words, especially when it comes to antimicrobials and antimicrobial resistance and some of those things. And so we're obviously very used to kind of being able to play referee and making sure that people don't overstep in those bounds.
Of course, dietary guidelines will also be closely tied to the MAHA nutrition policy. Of course, there will be a growing debate over what is ultra-processed. She says the way those terms are defined could create confusion for consumers and policymakers.
This definition that they're going to have is going to really play an important part of how, especially pork products, but lots of agriculture products, are able to be incorporated into like federal feeding programs. What are the nutritional actual recommendations around these products?
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.